Holocaust hero. As a teacher of history, I'm confronted consistently with the challenges of teaching about the Holocaust. I have recently been in Leeds for a pre-Auschwitz visit seminar, and am due to attend a day trip to Auschwitz with some school students. At the orientation seminar, I heard survivor testimony from a truly inspirational man, Stephen Frank. Stephen was brought up in a secular Jewish family in the Netherlands, with an English mother and a Dutch father. His story is one of millions, but his warmth, humor and genuine belief in the goodness of all humanity was inspirational. His message was of love, and the strength of the human spirit. Stephen experienced as a child the unrelenting nature of Nazi atrocities. But he also experienced the willingness to fight. His father was a prominent member of the Dutch resistance, and he talked passionately about the need today to fight against the rise of right-wing populism in the US and Europe. The Nazis ran arguably the most evil and barbaric regime in history. But we must not forget this was not a random event, nor was it unavoidable. Capitalists in Germany collaborated with and funded the Nazis through fear of the rise of workers' organizations, and the first victims of Nazi atrocities were the leaders of the workers' movement. The workers' movement, in turn, could have defeated Nazism with a bold program to seize power with the working class. In times of crisis, the capitalist class can eventually turn to fascistic methods to hold on to power and to crush the labor movement. As socialists, we must be armed with the correct ideas to fight racism, to fight for the labor movement and to fight for a socialist world. Only then will we be able to truly utter the phrase, "This will never happen again." Victoria Wainwright, NASUWT Union Rep.